Cambridge Primary Checkpoint, English as a Second Language, Listening, October 2022. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are five questions in this part. For each question, there are three pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and circle the letter A, B, or C below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where is the girl's hat?
Where's your new hat, Sally? I hope you haven't left it on the school bus.
Don't worry, Mum. I put it in my school bag because I was too hot.
Are you sure? I can't see it there. You probably dropped it in the road somewhere.
Oh, here it is, hanging in the hall. I forgot to take it this morning.
The answer is A. Look at the three pictures for question one now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Where is the boy going on vacation?
Where are you going on vacation this year?
My mom and dad say they want to go somewhere different because we always go to the beach. But I like it there.
Yeah, but it's good to see other places too. My family always likes to get out of the city, so we're spending a week in the mountains.
Well, maybe we'll be at the same place because that's where we're going.
Now listen again.
Where are you going on vacation this year?
My mom and dad say they want to go somewhere different because we always go to the beach. But I like it there.
Yeah, but it's good to see other places too. My family always likes to get out of the city, so we're spending a week in the mountains.
Well, maybe we'll be at the same place because that's where we're going.
Two. Where will the friends meet?
Do you still want to go to the cinema tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll have to get the bus. How about meeting at the bus stop?
I think it's better if I come to your flat. Then we can go to the bus stop together.
Great. I'll wait for you outside. Come at 3 because we need to be at the cinema at 3:30.
Now listen again.
Do you still want to go to the cinema tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll have to get the bus. How about meeting at the bus stop?
I think it's better if I come to your flat. Then we can go to the bus stop together.
Great. I'll wait for you outside. Come at 3 because we need to be at the cinema at 3:30.
Three. Which drawing does the girl like best?
What lovely drawing, Sophie. That bee looks amazing.
Thanks, Dad. The bee was my last drawing, and I really like it. Before that, I did a drawing of an old tree, which I think is very successful. Actually, though, I'm not quite as happy with those as I am with the flower. It looks real, and I didn't know I was able to do that.
Well, I love them all.
Aw, thanks.
Now listen again.
What lovely drawings, Sophie. That bee looks amazing.
Thanks, Dad. The bee was my last drawing, and I really like it. Before that, I did a drawing of an old tree, which I think is very successful. Actually, though, I'm not quite as happy with those as I am with the flower. It looks real, and I didn't know I was able to do that.
Well, I love them all.
Aw, thanks.
Four. What was Sally doing when she hurt her leg?
How did you hurt your leg, Sally? Were you out on your skateboard again?
I hurt myself a lot doing skateboarding, don't I? Actually, I did this when I was playing basketball with my sister. I fell over when I was trying to throw the ball in the net.
Really? Perhaps you should try football so you can kick the ball instead.
Good idea.
Now listen again.
How did you hurt your leg, Sally? Were you out on your skateboard again?
I hurt myself a lot doing skateboarding, don't I? Actually, I did this when I was playing basketball with my sister. I fell over when I was trying to throw the ball in the net.
Really? Perhaps you should try football so you can kick the ball instead.
Good idea.
Five. What does the boy especially like in his new bedroom?
How's your room in your new house?
It's bigger than before. I've got a really nice desk. It's a different color to the one I wanted, but I can study there. And Mom did get me a cool chair. I sit there and read comics. It's fantastic.
Don't you lie on your bed and read?
I did, but my new one's too comfortable. I just fall asleep.
Now listen again.
How's your room in your new house?
It's bigger than before. I've got a really nice desk. It's a different color to the one I wanted, but I can study there. And Mom did get me a cool chair. I sit there and read comics. It's fantastic.
Don't you lie on your bed and read?
I did, but my new one's too comfortable. I just fall asleep.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 6 to 10. You will hear two friends, Maria and William, talking about their end-of-term school show. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B or C. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, William. Are you feeling better?
Yes, thanks, Maria. Tell me about the school show. Where's it going to be?
Well, we practice in our classrooms. They're small, so we are doing it in the playground. We wanted to have it in the school hall. They're painting it, so that's not possible.
What are you going to do in the show?
Actually, I wanted to sing a song, but the teacher says I have to play my violin. I wasn't happy about that. It isn't as much fun as being a dancer like my friend.
What time does the show start?
The teacher wants us at school by 2, so we're ready to begin at 1:30. We can go home at 4:30.
How are you and your family getting there?
We decided to go by bus. Then we found they don't come often at the weekends. So we're all going by bike. My parents are trying to use the car less.
Okay. Do we need to take anything?
The teacher's taking snacks, but she said it's a good idea to bring a book for when we're not on stage. Our clothes for the show will already be there.
Okay, thanks.
Now listen again.
Hi, William. Are you feeling better?
Yes, thanks, Maria. Tell me about the school show. Where's it going to be?
Well, we practice in our classrooms. They're small, so we are doing it in the playground. We wanted to have it in the school hall. They're painting it, so that's not possible.
What are you going to do in the show?
Actually, I wanted to sing a song, but the teacher says I have to play my violin. I wasn't happy about that. It isn't as much fun as being a dancer like my friend.
What time does the show start?
The teacher wants us at school by 2, so we're ready to begin at 1:30. We can go home at 4:30.
How are you and your family getting there?
We decided to go by bus. Then we found they don't come often at the weekends, so we're all going by bike. My parents are trying to use the car less.
Okay. Do we need to take anything?
The teacher's taking snacks, but she said it's a good idea to bring a book for when we're not on stage. Our clothes for the show will already be there.
Okay, thanks.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3, questions 11 to 15. You will hear an interview with a teenage girl called Nina, who recently flew in a hot air balloon for the first time. For each question, circle the correct answer A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Fantastic Experiences interview. Today, I'm talking to Nina Fairgrove, whose uncle is a hot air balloon pilot. Nina, your uncle flies hot air balloons, but you recently had your very first flight. Why had you never been in his balloon before?
I think it's just that whenever my uncle called to say it was a calm enough day for flying, I was busy, so Mom and Dad said I couldn't go. Even for this one, Dad had to drive me a long way to the place where we took off, but it was worth it.
Is it true that passengers have to help prepare everything for the flight?
Usually, yes. First, you unpack the balloon. It's heavier than you think. Then, when it's filling with air, which takes a while, you have to hold the ropes to stop it flying away too soon. I'm quite small, so that was a lot of work for me, and I had to remember to let go if I started to be lifted into the air.
Was there anything surprising about the flight?
I've heard my uncle talk about flying, but I'd never seen him do it. It was a challenge for him to make the balloon go wherever he wanted, but he did it. The balloon didn't move when there was no wind, which was cool, but I thought it'd be quiet up there. Actually, there's a heater inside the balloon, and the noise of that made cows and sheep below us run away, which I wasn't expecting.
Was there anything you didn't like?
I wasn't sure about the basket we had to stand in. It has to be light, but when you look at it, you think it's going to break easily. When I first saw it, I thought the basket was small, But luckily, there were only a few of us in it. And actually, you don't have to worry about getting cold. It gets really hot inside there.
Do you have any advice for anyone who's thinking of going up in a hot air balloon?
Well, I went in summer, which was a great time to go. Although, I'm sure the views are fantastic whatever time of the year it is. You usually take off and land in the countryside, so it's best to go in old jeans and a sweater that you don't mind getting dirty, because you'll have to walk across fields. And maybe wait until you land before eating, especially if you're not a good traveler.
Thank you, Nina.
Now listen again.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Fantastic Experiences interview. Today, I'm talking to Nina Fairgrove, whose uncle is a hot air balloon pilot. Nina, your uncle flies hot air balloons, but you recently had your very first flight. Why had you never been in his balloon before?
I think it's just that whenever my uncle called to say it was a calm enough day for flying, I was busy. So Mom and Dad said I couldn't go. Even for this one, Dad had to drive me a long way to the place where we took off. But it was worth it.
Is it true that passengers have to help prepare everything for the flight?
Usually, yes. First, you unpack the balloon. It's heavier than you think. Then, when it's filling with air, which takes a while, you have to hold the ropes to stop it flying away too soon. I'm quite small, so that was a lot of work for me, and I had to remember to let go if I started to be lifted into the air.
Was there anything surprising about the flight?
I've heard my uncle talk about flying, but I'd never seen him do it. It was a challenge for him to make the balloon go wherever he wanted, but he did it. The balloon didn't move when there was no wind, which was cool, but I thought it'd be quiet up there. Actually, there's a heater inside the balloon, and the noise of that made cows and sheep below us run away, which I wasn't expecting.
Was there anything you didn't like?
I wasn't sure about the basket we had to stand in. It has to be light, but when you look at it, you think it's going to break easily. When I first saw it, I thought the basket was small, but luckily there were only a few of us in it. And actually, you don't have to worry about getting cold. It gets really hot inside there.
Do you have any advice for anyone who's thinking of going up in a hot air balloon?
Well, I went in summer, which was a great time to go, although I'm sure the views are fantastic whatever time of the year it is. You usually take off and land in the countryside, so it's best to go in old jeans and a sweater that you don't mind getting dirty, because you'll have to walk across fields. And maybe wait until you land before eating. Especially if you're not a good traveler.
Thank you, Nina.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4, questions 16 to 20. You will hear a recording on the website for an indoor climbing centre. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello. If you're interested in climbing at our centre, please listen carefully to the following information. Firstly, the rules. To climb at our centre, you must be at least 10 years old. Anyone under the age of 14 will need to come with an adult or book a lesson. We also need a permission form for anyone under the age of 16. you can download it from our website. We recommend that for climbing, you wear normal sports clothes, like shorts and t-shirts, the kinds of things you'd wear for other types of exercise. Trainers might be comfortable but aren't suitable. You'll need climbing shoes. If you don't have your own, you can hire them at the centre. Please take off your jewellery, as this can be dangerous. If you're a beginner, you have to take a lesson before you can climb on your own. In the lesson, a climbing instructor will put on a video which tells you about safety. After that, he'll explain how to use the equipment and then get you started. Also, if you'd like to watch some beginners having a lesson before trying one yourself, please contact us. If you want to book with us, lessons are available every day between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And if you have a birthday to celebrate, we also offer climbing parties. People often ask to have parties on Saturdays. These usually involve large groups, and that's our busiest day, and we can't have them then. So we do them on Sundays, when the centre is quieter. For more information, call our manager, Steve, who works Monday to Friday every week. If you'd like to listen to some tips on climbing, try the webpage of an experienced climber, Tom Dackworth. His web address is www.dackworth.com. I'll spell that name for you. It's DACKWORTH. It's a really useful site.
Now listen again.
Hello. If you're interested in climbing at our centre, please listen carefully to the following information. Firstly, the rules. To climb at our centre, you must be at least 10 years old. Anyone under the age of 14 will need to come with an adult or book a lesson. We also need a permission form for anyone under the age of 16. You can download it from our website. We recommend that for climbing, you wear normal sports clothes, like shorts and t-shirts, the kinds of things you'd wear for other types of exercise. Trainers might be comfortable but aren't suitable. You'll need climbing shoes. If you don't have your own, you can hire them at the centre. Please take off your jewellery, as this can be dangerous. If you're a beginner, you have to take a lesson before you can climb on your own. In the lesson, a climbing instructor will put on a video which tells you about safety. After that, he'll explain how to use the equipment and then get you started. Also, if you'd like to watch some beginners having a lesson before trying one yourself, please contact us. If you want to book with us, lessons are available every day between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And if you have a birthday to celebrate, we also offer climbing parties. People often ask to have parties on Saturdays. These usually involve large groups, and that's our busiest day, and we can't have them then. So we do them on Sundays, when the centre is quieter. For more information, call our manager, Steve, who works Monday to Friday every week. If you'd like to listen to some tips on climbing, try the webpage of an experienced climber, Tom Dackworth. His web address is www.dackworth.com. I'll spell that name for you. It's DACKWORTH. It's a really useful site.
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers.